Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jimmy Floyd, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. Yesterday, the New York City Housing Authority announced it would revoke some 3,000 Section 8 vouchers and won't be releasing any more in 2010, unless the federal government comes up with more funding. Section 8, as many know, is the federally funded program administered by the New York City Housing Authority that helps low-income people pay the rent. This is bad news, not just to those 3,000 families, but for the 100,000-plus on the waiting list who are holding out hope that they'll get a voucher next year. When the homeless population is rising and unemployment is hovering around 10%, it is somewhat of a perfect storm. Joining me now to talk about this is Brooklyn City Councilman and public advocate-elect Bill de Blasio, who expressed outrage yesterday following the announcement. Councilman de Blasio, welcome back to the Brian Lehrer Show.
Thank you, Jamie.
Well, Section 8 vouchers are funded by the federal government. That helps low-income people pay rent in private housing. So you pay 30% of whatever your income is, and the feds pick up the rest. That's kind of how it works, right?
That's right. And it's actually the leading affordable housing program in the country.
So tell us what exactly the New York City Housing Authority announced yesterday and who's affected by it.
Jamie, talk about an unmerry Christmas. This is astounding to me. These 3,000 folks have qualified, have been processed, have been given vouchers, were literally looking for apartments. Some of them had found an apartment and were in the process of finalizing the arrangements. Some of these people got vouchers just weeks ago. Everything was apparently normal. And then this announcement came yesterday that these 3,000 vouchers were effectively nullified. What appears to be happening here is that the Housing Authority, somehow in its dealings with the federal government, I must have made some mistakes because a significant amount of federal money is no longer available to the city. And it's not clear why that money was rescinded or in some way interfered with. But right now, these 3,000 folks have no chance of getting affordable housing. And I think it's outrageous, and I think the city needs to find funds to fulfill its obligation to these people. It's different if you're talking about going forward. You know, we have a problem with the federal government we have to resolve going forward. That I understand. But to take 3,000 people's situation and cut it off in midstream, in the middle of the holidays, in the middle of this economy, is absolutely unacceptable.
Now, if you're currently in an apartment and using a Section 8 voucher, you're safe, right? Your voucher isn't going to be revoked. These are the people who were granted a voucher but hadn't actually signed a lease yet. Is that right?
That's right. They had not signed a lease. Again, some of them were close to. But they had a live working voucher. They had been told, you're going to be able to use this to get affordable housing. And I am sure they had built their lives around that assumption, because Lord knows people trying to get affordable housing in the city have a tough time as it is. So you finally get the support and the relief. And then it's yanked away with no warning. Look, there's a lot of questions here. Why did NYCHA, which apparently has known there was a problem for months, why did they keep issuing vouchers? Why did they not give a time limit to folks to say, after a certain point, we're not going to be able to fund these? You know, why are they not trying to use stimulus funding, which clearly there are options to creatively use stimulus funding to try and backfill here? It seems to me a horrible approach to people in need to say, okay, you're in, and then yank it away.
And we should say we did put in a request for an interview with a NYCHA rep, and they have not responded. We mentioned there are some 128,000 families on the waiting list to get a Section 8 voucher, and they've now got no hope of getting a voucher in 2010 unless Congress steps up with more funding. But you're saying that perhaps that funding can come from somewhere else?
Well, I'm saying a couple of things. I think there's an open question here whether the city of New York and whether NYCHA handled their Section 8 funding appropriately, because we're getting reports that some of the money was recaptured by the federal government. So I think we need to know what happened there. I think we need to know exactly what can be done with stimulus funding. In many cases, and we're obviously talking about this in terms of the MTA cuts as well, in many cases there's flexibility in using stimulus funding, particularly where we've made a commitment to people. and they have built their lives around that commitment. I think that's a valid example of someplace where you transfer some stimulus funding to make sure people's lives are not dislocated. I mean, the notion that, unfortunately, this is way too typical of the Bloomberg administration, the notion that there would not be an effort to find an alternative and to communicate with these 3,000 people is outrageous to me. It's literally an announcement, no warning, no alternative, no discussion, just, sorry, your voucher doesn't work anymore. And you know how we found out about this, Jamie? People called my district office saying they had a voucher and they're suddenly being told they couldn't use it. They were shocked.
Yeah.
And then we thought maybe there's been a misunderstanding until NYCHA made its formal announcement yesterday. I mean, this is not the way to run things.
My name is Jamie Floyd. I'm in for Brian Lehrer, and my guest is public advocate-elect and Councilman Bill de Blasio. If you have a call for Bill de Blasio on this, if you are a Section 8 voucher holder who will be affected, if you are on the Section 8 waiting list, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. You can also post a comment online at WNYC.org or click on the Brian Lehrer Show. Let me ask you this, Bill. Section 8 is a federally funded program. And I've just asked you, could the money come from somewhere else? But maybe the criticism of NYCHA is a little misplaced. Maybe the criticism should be focused at the Federal Housing and Urban Development Agency. Shouldn't we be upset with Congress instead?
There's no question in my mind that many Congresses over the last few decades have underfunded the Section 8 program. It is the best tool for getting people affordable housing. Whether you come from the left or the right, I think there's been an agreement that it is a smart program. In effect, it's a public-private partnership because ultimately it depends on people finding housing on the open market. Yet, so there's clearly a problem in Washington. I'd be the first to say the Congress and the administration should have done better in general and still should. There's still a chance to do better in the near future. And I think the administration should also, our administration here in the city, should take the lead in pushing for that. But that is, to me, not an excuse for not handling the funds we had effectively and not handling the people that we were serving effectively. I mean, look, there is an obligation in government, if you make a commitment to people, to fulfill it. And it seems to me that NYCHA should not have issued the vouchers if they couldn't back them. And once they did issue them, they had to find a way, including creative options like stimulus funding, to actually make sure these people got what was promised to them. You were right about the wait list. It's an urban legend in New York City how long people wait on the Section 8 wait list. But imagine, you wait, you finally get it. And, you know, I passed a law last year to try and make it easier for people to use their vouchers because they had been discriminated against for decades by landlords, and we passed a law to make that illegal. So the legal barriers were taken away. You got your voucher. You're finally going to get there. And then you get an announcement in the dead of night, you know, actually your voucher doesn't count anymore. I mean, that's just a horrible approach to government.
Do you have a sense of what's happening in other communities or other local housing agencies revoking Section 8 around the country right now? Presumably all housing agencies are suffering to the same extent or a similar extent.
Everyone is suffering. And for 2 years, I was the regional director of HUD for New York State and New Jersey under Andrew Cuomo when he was HUD secretary. And all I can say is when I worked in that role and since in the council, I've never heard of a locality taking back a voucher during its time frame. A voucher has a timeline on it. And part of why I passed the law to ban discrimination was we were hearing from many people that their voucher timeline was running out and they couldn't find an apartment because they were being turned away by landlord after landlord, literally people saying, I don't take Section 8. And we saw on Craigslist these horrible ads that said no programs allowed, no Section 8 allowed. I mean, openly discriminatory stuff. And now that's illegal, thank God. But in all of my experience with the Section 8 program, I've never heard of a locality saying the voucher you're holding in your hand that you're still within the proper time frame for is now nullified. I've never heard of such a thing, and I think it's a horrible, horrible step away from the promise you make when you issue a voucher. By the way, you could say the same thing about food stamps. You could say the same thing about any kind of public benefit. You don't have the right as a government to suddenly nullify it.
Let's take a call. Felicia in Manhattan, you're on the air with Councilman Bill de Blasio. Felicia, you there?
Yes, hi.
Go right ahead.
Councilman, I currently live in a building that has partial Section 8, maybe about 30% of the building. And I've been a Section 8 tenant for about 10 years. And recently I reapplied and got certified in April. But my lease, which is usually renewed around the same time as the recertification, was never reissued. And I'm one of many tenants who are in the same boat, and I'm concerned that I'm affected by this.
And from what we know, and I want to be very careful here because I never want to give inaccurate information, from what we know, this applies to individuals who got vouchers for the first time recently, and they were individual vouchers, not some buildings do have a substantial Section 8 makeup. These are vouchers, as I understand it, just for individuals who then go and seek housing one by one out on the open market. But please call my office, and we would be happy to see if we can help in your situation and see if it is part of this. And if it isn't part of this, we still want to try and fix the problem that you and your fellow tenants are experiencing.
I understand. Do you have a number?
Sure.
Should I call?
call 212-788-6969.
788-6969.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
A lot of people getting their pens and papers out there.
That we welcome, that we were happy to help them.
It does raise an important question, though, about landlords and how this will affect landlords who have the option to participate in the Section 8 program. And many like participating, actually, because they get the money from the feds as a sure thing. Will this announcement affect landlords at all?
Well, I think it affects everyone because it is a part of the market. I mean, 3,000 people is a lot of people. Look, I think the Section 8 program, to be fair, has always been imperfect when it comes to the processing. Landlords have a lot of complaints. Tenants have a lot of complaints. We all need to work together to streamline it, make it work better. But you're right. In bad economic times, a lot of landlords have appreciated it as a steady flow of income and something they could depend on. And so it does affect them as well. But, you know, but the whole point here is I think people assumed it would always be there and would work, that once the voucher was issued, it was real. It would be perfectly fair to say we can't issue more vouchers at this point. That has happened many times. But again, the notion of you issue it and then it suddenly evaporates, that's a whole new ballgame.
So you agree with Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer? He's calling it Vouchergate.
Yeah, it's you know, and whether it's venal or not is a separate question. But is it unprecedented, and is it bad government? Is it unfair to people? Absolutely.
You're about to become the public advocate. Let's talk strategy. What happens next? How do you turn this thing around? What are you going to tell your constituents they can do? What are you going to do in partnership with other representatives?
Well, I'm going to talk to the leadership of NYCHA and make clear to them that I think this is incredibly inappropriate and that they need to see if there's stimulus funding or any other pool of money that could be utilized. And I'll certainly talk to the mayor's folks about whether there aren't other resources we could move around from other parts of the city government to make sure these folks don't lose out. I mean, going forward, look, I want to work on the Section 8 issue going forward because it was important to end discrimination. That's what my legislation achieved, but that's only one piece of the puzzle. You were right when you said the ultimate challenge is in Washington. But I don't think the city of New York has really carried the flag in Washington sufficiently for the notion that we have to increase the Section 8 program. You know, I think the stimulus in general has had a huge and positive effect. But few things have as immediate effect on a family in need as a Section 8 voucher. And I think we've not focused enough on the federal side on trying to improve and increase this program.
Let's take a call from Mark in Yonkers. Mark, you're on with Councilman de Blasio.
Thank you very much. Bill, I'm so glad that you are about to be the public advocate because this is exactly the kind of thing that the public needs you to advocate for. As you and I work together, I work with the religious community on homelessness and housing issues, and I want to know, what can we do? Who do we write to? Who do we get our rabbis and priests to write to express our outrage and to say something's got to be done? I'm working with people now in life skills programs. I know two gentlemen who have Section 8 vouchers who are looking for apartments. I may hear from them at our graduation on Tuesday that they've just been told those vouchers don't work anymore. This is going to affect the lives of 3,000 people. This is outrageous and unacceptable. What do we do?
I think, you know, the housing authority itself, John Ray, who's a very good guy. But again, I think they made a mistake here as the chair. Mike Kelly is the general manager. I think they need to hear from people. I think the mayor needs to hear from people. The mayor obviously ultimately controls NYCHA. And I think the outrage will help to push for a solution here. You know, the point you raised about where we work together is one of the other examples here that we have to keep in mind of just how ridiculous our local government can be and why, unfortunately, as public advocate, I'll have to step in a lot. We work together on the issue of the city government taking support away from religious institutions, from houses of worship that were taking care of homeless people, that were sheltering homeless people as part of their ministry. And the houses of worship have been a crucial part of protecting the homeless over the last quarter century. And literally in the last year, the City Department of Homeless Services came along and said, you know what, we've got a better way of doing it. We don't want the houses of worship involved in the same way anymore. It is absolutely backwards and another example of the arrogance that can exist in government to ignore when the community is actually creating a better solution for itself. So this is the kind of thing I'm going to be dealing with for the next 4 years, is trying to get government to actually do the sensible thing and the sane thing and stop trying to get away with these inappropriate actions.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mark, for your call. Councilman, I hear you loud and clear on what distinguishes, in your view, this situation from any previous situation, the revocation of vouchers already issued, as opposed to advance notice that vouchers will not be issued. And it seems to me that that's some sort of breach, in your view, of a promise made, and suggest perhaps litigation?
You hope it doesn't end up in that, but it very well could. And certainly, you know, I've been talking to the Legal Aid Society, and they're deeply concerned. They represent a lot of folks with Section 8 vouchers. I mean, look, just to make the parallel, we don't give people food stamps and then say, you know what, on second thought, this is the last month of your food stamps. Good luck after that. We don't give people public housing and say, oh, it's great, you love your apartment. Well, you know, we're canceling the lease after all. You have to move out. You know, once we say to people in need that we've got your back, whatever the time frame we give, we have to live up to it. And I think it's very dangerous precedent to start to move away from that. You know, you're right when you said governments are strapped all over the country. You're absolutely right. I am very concerned as an advocate for people in need that governments will start to play these games and a little bit of three-card Monty here and a little bit of cutting corners, and benefits suddenly start evaporating. So we do need to draw a line in the sand on this particular issue. And if it comes down to litigation, so be it.
All right. Well, I thank you very much for your time today on this issue. And we appreciate it. Councilman Bill de Blasio has been my guest. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. Coming up next, WNYC education reporter Beth Furtick on remedial math. Stay with us.